of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie County.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
good. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is My God, Part 1. The scripture reading is Psalms 95, 1 through 11, which states, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. My text is Psalm 95:3, which states, For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. The psalmist in the 95th Psalm is full of excitement. His words indicate that he is on fire for God. He encourages others to join him. He is so full of excitement until he does not give a reason at first for praising God. Later, he gives a reason for praising God. Have you ever thought about how good God is to you? And before you can let others know why you are praising God, you start thanking him. Whenever we come into God's presence, we must come with thanksgiving. The Lord is to be praised. How great is that God, whose the whole earth is and the fullness thereof, who directs and disposes of all. The Lord Jesus, whom we are here taught to praise, is a great God. The mighty God is one of his titles, and God over all, blessed forevermore. To him all power is given, both in heaven and earth. He is our God, and we should praise him. He is our Savior and the author of our blessedness. The gospel church is his flock. Christ is the great and good shepherd of believers. He sought them when lost and brought them to his fold. God is to be praised with holy joy and delight in him. The praising psalm must be a joyful noise. Spiritual joy is the heart and soul of thankful praise. It is the will of God, such is the coming down of his grace, that when we give glory to him as a being infinitely perfect and blessed, we should at the same time rejoice in him as our Father and King and a God in covenant with us. The psalmist wants everyone to rejoice with him. The members of the congregation singing these verses invite one another to the great privilege of worshiping the Lord, the great God, the great King above all gods. God is the king over creation. It is his. He made it, and he rules over it all. It is in his hand, under his authority. The marvel of being Israel is such that a majestic king has pledged himself to his people, making them the sheep of his hand. It is no surprise, then, that worship offered to him will be both exuberant, saying with make a joyful noise, thanksgiving, songs of praise, with astonished wonder and humble, bow down, kneel before such majesty. The whole person, body and soul, must offer this worship. The psalmist says, let us come before God with thanksgiving. We usually give thanks to those who have done something for us. The psalmist let us know why we should sing and make a joyful noise unto God. The psalmist recognizes that he is serving as a great God. He is above all the gods. The psalmist sees the awesome power of the God he is serving. God is above every king known to man. God is all powerful. No king on earth can match his power. With humble reverence and a holy awe of him, let us worship and bow down and kneel before him as become those who know what an infinite distance there is between us and God. How much we are in danger of his wrath and in need of his mercy. Though through bodily exercise alone profits little, yet certainly it is our duty to glorify God with our bodies by the outward expressions of reverence, seriousness, and humility. In the duties of religious worship, we must praise God with our voice. We must speak forth, sing forth his praises out of the abundance of a heart filled with love and joy and thankfulness. Sing to the Lord. Make a noise, a joyful noise to him with psalms, as those who are ourselves much affected by his greatness and goodness are forward to own ourselves so, are desirous to be more and more affected therewith, and would willingly be instrumental to kindle and set on fire the same reverence for God and devotion in others also. We must praise God in concert in the solemn assemblies. Come, let us sing. Let us join in singing to the Lord. Not others without me, nor I alone, but others with me. Let us come together before his presence in the courts of his house, where his people are accustomed to take attention and to expect his manifestations of himself. Whenever we come into God's presence, we must come with thanksgiving that we are admitted to such a favor. And whenever we have thanks to give, we must come before God's presence, set ourselves before him, and present ourselves to him in the direction which he has appointed. Florida lawmakers passed ban on social media for kids under 16, despite constitutional concerns. February 23, 2024, by the Associated Press, Tallahassee, Florida. A bill to create one of the nation's most restrictive bans on minors' use of social media is heading to Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has expressed concerns about the legislation to keep children under the age of 16 off popular platforms, regardless of parental approval. The House passed the bill on a 108-7 vote Thursday, just hours after the Senate approved it, 23-14. The Senate made changes to the original House bill, which Republican Speaker Paul Renner said he hopes will address DeSantis' questions about privacy. The bill targets any social media site that tracks user activity, allows children to upload material and interact with others, and use addictive features designed to cause excessive or compulsive use. Supporters point to rising suicide rates among children, cyberbullying, and predators under social media to prey on kids. We're talking about businesses that are using addictive features to engage in mass manipulation of our children to cause them harm, said the bill's Senate sponsor, Republican Aaron Grow. Other states have considered some similar legislation, but most have not proposed a total ban. In Arkansas, a federal judge blocked enforcement of a law in August that required parental consent for minors to create new social media accounts. Some listeners may not have given themselves to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is material gods. Money and possessions can do great good when they are used wisely and kept in proper perspective. Some of the great people of the Bible were very rich. Abraham, Isaac, and Solomon were perhaps the richest men in their day. God's quarrel is not with material goods, but with material gods. Materialism has become the god of too many of us. Our material possessions are elevated to the central place in our lives, and we give them the attention only God deserves. The Bible teaches that the preoccupation with material possessions is a form of idolatry, and God hates idolatry. It poisons every other phase of our lives, including our family life. The problem, the Bible says, is not with money itself, but with our love of money. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, according to 1 Timothy 6:10. No one can serve two masters, according to Matthew 6:24. And here is a question for your consideration. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Don't allow money or anything to take God's rightful place in your life. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life. Remember, God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he arose with all power in his hands so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey his word. And use your resources to honor God and help people. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
If you're sorry, you'll be sorry, sorry in the end.